Americans woke up this morning to headlines that a Chinese spy balloon was spotted above Montana. The announcement from the Pentagon alarmed many of us, but then, earlier today, China made an announcement of its own. It's just a weather balloon that strayed off course. Whatever the case, the discovery of this relatively low-tech, high-flying balloon has amped up tension between the United States and China. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has just postponed his upcoming trip to Beijing. Here and now, security analyst Jim Walsh with the Security Studies Program at MIT joins us now. Jim, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Peter.
So this is a fascinating story that's developing fast. Do you buy what the Chinese government is saying, that this is a weather balloon that drifted off course?
Well, probably. I mean, we won't know for sure. But on the face of it, you don't need balloons to collect intelligence in 2023. Our cyber capabilities, satellites, signals intelligence, they all provide a lot more information than you're going to get from a balloon, or even from Google for that matter. And so it's, there aren't that many countries that sort of launch spy missions knowing they'll get caught, and knowing once they get caught, they're going to have to publicly admit it was a mistake. Now, that's possible. Maybe they're testing us. They're seeing when we would have discovered it or how we respond to it, but probably not. I think, honestly, this is one of those great stories, Peter, that it allows you to hold up a mirror to yourself and to the U.S. and say, and it says more about us, really, than it does about China. I mean, when I heard it, my emotional and logical selves ran to opposite corners of the room. My emotional self was angry and sort of like, what are you doing on our property sort of attitude, and insulted and all that. And then logically, I got to thinking about it and I thought, that doesn't really add up very much. So I think the logical mind won out this time.
To that point, exactly. A lot of people are very riled up about this. If you go on social media, you'll see elected officials saying that we should shoot this thing down. But if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying this likely isn't much of a threat at all.
I agree. And then, of course, that's the conclusion of the Defense Department. I mean, we know where it is. We know where it's going. We're tracking it. Unless they've invented some brand new technology that no one's ever heard about, I can't imagine it's doing something more than they can get from other sources. So but it does reflect, as you say, sort of us. Like, the China Hype Club did not waste any time going on Twitter and screaming about the Chinese threat. And then other politicians went on to blame Biden. I don't know what you're blaming him for, but just sort of what you would expect, sort of sad, predictable political response on all the parties' parts. But the internet, I got to say, this is one situation where I'm reminded of the joys of the internet, because the memes and the jokes we're seeing are just spectacular.
But seriously, though, there are some sensitive missile locations in that part of the country, in Montana. What could the Chinese be looking for?
Well, as I said, I don't think it's that. If I'm guessing here and coming up with alternative hypotheses, my guess is not that they have some high-tech technology that can penetrate in ways that have never been done before, so that they have an advantage by using a balloon rather than another
over
platform.
A satellite,
right. I mean,
for example,
at the end of the day, they're all unmanned aerial vehicles, right? They're sort of, today, our version, really the much more popular version, is the drone, something that sits in the air and takes pictures. So while balloons, military balloons, have gotten a lot better over years because of improvements in material science, other technologies have sort of outstripped them because they're just better at it. But again, if they did it and there was a malign purpose, it might be to test when we would detect it, to test how we respond to it, to what the countermeasures we take if it flies over a sensitive facility, so that they can observe us reacting to it. But again, you have to get up and publicly say that you messed up and sorry, my bad, even if that's not the case. It's not something the Chinese, I think, want to do. But it definitely
just
got
briefly,
people
Jim,
riled up.
It sure did. But just briefly, what is the history of using this type of aircraft or any sort of surveillance vehicle to spy on other countries?
Oh, yeah, that happens, has happened historically all the time. The balloon was invented in the late 1780s by a pair of Frenchmen, and ever since it has been used not only for weather and science and popular entertainment, but for military uses, for dropping bombs, for surveillance. It was used, balloons were used in the Civil War. They were used, they were used in the Civil War.
I believe they were. Yeah, I think
used in World War II Japanese use them. So they're not, and they're continued to use today for weather and various scientific applications. And as I say, they've gotten a lot better because the materials you make them with, you know, there was Mylar and then something else and then something else. It's all gotten better over time, but is it better than a satellite? Probably not.
I've got just about a minute left here. We just saw Secretary Blinken call off his meeting with Xi Jinping. So, you know, whether this is a threat or not, what does it mean for this ever souring relationship between the United States and China?
It's just one thing after another, and one worries that it, for reasons great and small, this being small, that it continues down a path where people feel like a confrontation is inevitable. That would be a mistake. They're a big, great power, not as powerful as us, but they're big, and we're big, and our economies depend on each other. We shouldn't, you know, be sort of leaning into the possibility of conflict. But when everyone starts calling each other names and preparing for a conflict in the future they think is going to happen, then that can put you on that path whether you're supposed to be on that path or not. So I do think we have to be cautious with the hype, with the exaggerations, but also realize that they're a competitor and we have different interests. So we got to compete and we have to cooperate when sometimes the only way to solve a problem is when you cooperate with a country you don't like.
Here at Now Security Analyst Jim Walsh. Jim, thanks for putting this into context for us. I appreciate it.
Thanks you. Thank you, Peter.